satanic rituals, it seems like a fun exercise. Save your Confederate dollars, the South will rise again. I've got an uncontrollable urge to watch pornography. Let's have a party. Let's get drunk. I've got an uncontrollable urge to smoke dope. You want that man that we can have sex with him. I was cheating on my husband. Well, why not blow up something? It's kind of a hoot. Could have AIDS. I ate pork chops. Oh, big deal. How come Mars is getting hotter? They don't have any SUVs in Mars. Are you stupid? Again, I've got an uncontrollable urge to watch pornography. Let's have a party. Let's get drunk. I've got an uncontrollable urge to smoke dope.
Yeah. North Carolina. He's one of the guys who ushered in all those bills in North Carolina when he was head of the assembly there, I guess, of the legislature, speaker of the legislature, whatever they call it, in North Carolina, to curtail the voting rights of African Americans in particular. And here he is espousing some of his, I guess, libertarian pro-freedom philosophy, folks. This is the outcome-based pro-freedom philosophy that he espouses. He was at the Bipartisan Policy Center. I don't know what that place is. And apparently he was at a Starbucks in 2010. And he was talking to a woman about regulation. And he wanted to make a point to her. And here's his point. You know, because you know how oppressive regulation can be, right? And the market can take care of all this stuff. All right, let's listen to this insanity, which is also even insane on his own terms.
We were talking about certain regulations where I felt like maybe you should allow businesses to opt out. We were sitting back at a table that was near the restrooms, and one of the employees just came out. She said, for example, don't you believe that this regulation that requires this gentleman to wash his hands before he serves your food is important, should be on the books? This, as a matter of fact, I think it's one that I can illustrate the point. I said, I don't have any problem with Starbucks if they choose to opt out of this policy, as long as they post a sign that says, we don't require our employees to wash their hands after leaving the restroom. The market will take care of that.
So what you should do is get rid of the health requirement regulation, because regulations like that are completely oppressive and regulate just that they announce that they don't wash their
hands. Are you stupid?
So, I mean, just take it on his logic for a moment. Regulations are bad. Businesses know what they're doing. We just need to regulate that they tell people that they're doing what they're doing specifically. Well, now, wait a second. So how about we also, you got no problem with us regulating what's in their food either, do you? In terms of, like, them announcing what their recipes are. And what, you know what? We should also probably announce what other things that the... Well, we don't even pay our people anything. The guy doing your cooking, he gets a quarter an hour. 25 cents. I mean, aside from the fact... Let's not even talk about the health issues here. Let's just talk about the ridiculousness of libertarian arguments. This guy doesn't even realize that he's arbitrarily deciding which regulation is good or bad, even though he's starting with a priori principle that regulations are bad.
To them, but I don't believe in handouts. You got to earn that ass, Democrats. And thanks to the laws, you don't have to worry about global warming anymore, because the Senate sure won't.
The Environmental Committee, currently run liberal Democrat, big global warming believer, Barbara Boxer, replaced by probably James Inhofe, conservative from Oklahoma, who is as much of an opponent or a skeptic about global warming as there is.
Yes, the global warming believer is out and the global warming skeptic is in. So finally, the Environmental Committee can focus on important issue like, who's stealing all our polar bears?
He's in Mars. Are you stupid?
I mean, this just, there's no better illustration than this guy's illustration of how moronic libertarian ideas are in practice.
Get a room. Enough with the trophy kissing. Network is doing a special about the Holocaust. Well, a couple of weeks ago, that cryptologists are still working on. which I have been holding off on discussing, on the outside chance it might be brilliant in some other language. Let's look at a few moments, shall we, to see for ourselves what prompted conservatives to finally throw Sarah Palin under the bus.
He who was the one. Now, with tea time on the mind, this is to forego a conclusion, right? It's to scare us off and convince us that a pantsuit can crush patriots? It's kind of Orwellian observing how that works, that rule of Saul Alinsky's, no doubt.
Boy, that really brings me back to the 80s when you get a chick back to your apartment to do coke and she do too much and start rambling and you'd think, boy, I have made a huge mistake here. Now, to be fair, Democrats make huge mistakes too. Taking pictures of your dick comes to mind. Well, let's face it, this isn't a 50-50 thing. Democrats can be fuzzy thinkers, but Republicans will look you right in the eye and tell you that 2 + 2 equals Jesus. But not anymore with Sarah Palin. The pundits who always defended her have now officially had enough. It was as if the scales fell from their eyes and they were finally able to admit the emperor has no clues. Might have truly stung Sarah if she knew what they meant. For example, Matt Lewis, who previously had loved Palin so much he wrote an adoring book about her, penned a column titled, "You Betcha I Was Wrong About Sarah Palin," and said, quote, "Maybe her early critics saw some fundamental character flaw that escaped me."
Congressman.
You think? I'm not saying Matt sticks with losers for a long time, but he wrote this on MySpace. But he's hardly alone. Bill O'Reilly compared it to a reality show. Sean Hannity asked, did the teleprompter go down? The Washington Examiner questioned whether she should be included in future Republican events. And Bill Cosby said, I wouldn't drug her with your drink. Here to gloat.
Oh no.
We're just here to say, didn't that feel good to finally purge yourself of something that wasn't sitting well in your gut? It's like when you're sick and you make yourself throw up, you feel better afterwards. I only have one question for Republicans. What took you so long?
They don't have any SUVs
have been watching
in Mars.
Grass
Are
for
you
seven
stupid?
Years. But now that you know that you can do this, what about writing a column called You Betcha I Was Wrong About Climate Change? Might feel good. Germany gets 74% of its electricity from renewables, and they don't live in the future. They're a real country. Turn left at Austria, it's right there. Look them up in a history book, they're always up to something. Or what about giving up on the idea of sending 12 million Mexicans back to Mexico? There aren't enough trains. Ask Germany.
president. Messing up your eminence.
Hey, everybody. Check it out. Furious George here. The Dr. Furious one. WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carboro. Cranking into some beats here Thursday night, as we always do, generally with the free reins that we have to do craziness. And I generally like to pick on a topic. And tonight we're picking on Tom Tillis for telling us not to wash our hands after going to the bathroom. As well as the other artards out there, Republican, Palin types. Denying science and all the other business that's going out there. So we're gonna pick on those fools for a little while, as well as beat the heck out of the drums with some cool music, including starting off right there in the background, Young Fathers. And we're also gonna be throwing in some other new music from this great new source called Terror Bird. They've been hooking me up with some good stuff, so we're gonna play some new stuff from Beacon and others. And we're also going to kink into the first hour here with some more of this fun teasing of the Republicans. You can check out furiousg.blogspot.com. Go to radio, radio internet as well, radio page, wcomfm.org. You can check out how to support the station as we bang out the beats down here in downtown Carboro, as we've been doing for so many years. I'm Dr. Furious. This is like my 20th year of radio, though. I'm coming up on like 19 years of micro radio, but I've been having so much fun doing about the last 10 here at the radio station. We got so many crazy people in the house, including outside right now, doing silly things. So we're just gonna keep it going. Hope you guys are getting ready for the weekend. It's gonna be a good one. I'm furious.
Deny science, whether it is vaccinations or climate change or evolution. Do you think that criticism is fair?
And then now let's just talk for a moment about the idea of, like, it doesn't matter. We would, of course, the sign would have to be large enough so that everyone was aware that every time that they get some food, the guy who just took a poop may not have washed his hands, okay? And in fact, he's not required in any way to wash his hands. And in fact, this Starbucks, we don't even put a sink in there. If the guy wants to wash his hands, he has to go outside, take a break, take time off, not get paid, and go find a place for him to wash his hands.
I've been watching this dog eat grass for 7 years. But now that you know that you can do this, what about writing a column called "You Betcha I Was Wrong About Climate Change"? Might feel good.
Me.
Germany gets 74% of its electricity from renewables, and they don't live in the future.
But if we have pharmaceuticals like this last drug that came out from one company, well, you may have noticed that science does not exist on Capitol Hill. We're in a fact-free zone here on some issues, and when it comes to climate change, people kind of make it up as they go along. And passing a law that prohibits you from getting information that you need in order to make decisions is pretty upside down and bizarre. But that's the world we're in. In Vermont, on the climate change issue, here's the key. If we take on the challenge of climate change rather than ignore it, it's not only going to be good for the environment, it's actually going to create jobs.
They're a real country. Turn left at Austria, it's right there. Look them up in a history book, they're always up to something. Or what about giving up on the idea of sending 12 million Mexicans back to Mexico? There aren't enough trains. It's Germany.
And Senator James Inhofe is not your run-of-the-mill climate change denier. You could say he wrote the book on it because he wrote the book on it. The Greatest Hoax, How the Global Warming Conspiracy Threatens Your Future. Yeah, ooh, yeah, it is exciting.
Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican from North Carolina, argued that restaurants should be allowed to opt out of certain health department regulations. For example, one that requires employees to wash their hands after using the bathroom before they go back to prepare your food in the kitchen. He was at the Bipartisan Policy Center a couple of days ago, and here's what he had to say.
But I was having this discussion with someone, and we were at a Starbucks in my district. And we were talking about certain regulations where I felt like maybe you should allow businesses to opt out. If let an industry or business opt out as long as they indicate through proper disclosure, through advertising, through employment literature, whatever else. There's this level of regulation that came out. She said, for example, don't you believe that this regulation that requires this gentleman to wash his hands before he serves your food is important, should be on the books? As a matter of fact, I think it's one that I can illustrate the point. I said, I don't have any problem with Starbucks if they choose to opt out of this policy, as long as they post a sign that says, we don't require our employees to wash their hands after leaving the restaurant. The market will take care of that.
Store and prepare food, right? Separating raw from cooked meat, maintaining meat and dairy cold overnight. Let restaurants opt out of that, and then people can just decide, oh, this restaurant doesn't follow basic food safety standards, so I'm going to choose not to go here, and the free market will kind of take care of it all. And Lewis, why stop at food safety? Let's apply it to all companies. Why force health insurance companies to insure those with pre-existing conditions? They can just say, we don't insure people with pre-existing conditions. Customers will see that and then say, oh, yeah, I don't want this. This is a mean company, so I'll go somewhere else. The free market will take care of everything.
And when you live in that small town in Texas, right next to some chemical plant, and it's the only place you can get a job, excuse me, what's going on there? When you walk in the first day and it says, there's a big sign that says, we do not have inspections of our equipment or our facilities ever. That this idea that the free market will just handle everything is absurd.
And service employees to wash their hands are unnecessary.
I don't have any problem with Starbucks if they choose to opt out of this policy, as long as they post a sign that says, we don't require our employees to wash their hands after leaving the restaurant. Let them decide.
In a speech at the Bipartisan Policy Center Monday, freshman Republican Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina said there are too many government regulations. Now, we hear that a lot, but taking a stand against mandatory hand washing is more rare.
Like a fun exercise, save your Confederate dollars, the South will rise again. I've got an uncontrollable urge to watch pornography. Let's have a party. Let's get drunk. I've got an uncontrollable urge to smoke dope. We want that man that we can have sex with him. I was cheating on my husband. Well, why not blow up something? It's kind of a hoot. Could have AIDS. I ate pork chops. Oh, big deal. How come Mars is getting hotter? They don't have any SUVs in Mars. Are you stupid? Big deal. How come Mars is getting hotter? They don't have any SUVs in Mars.
Rather consumers, not the government, decide if a restaurant that doesn't require hand washing should stay open. Tillis' comment actually got a laugh from the crowd and seemed to be a lighthearted argument in the big government debate. But a lot of people are taking the comment very seriously, especially because Tillis is also against required vaccinations. That issue has gotten especially heated in the last couple days.
Did you really just say to Laura Ingraham that you think most vaccines in this country should be, quote, voluntary?
Well, I guess being for freedom would be really unusual. I guess I don't understand the point.
The vaccination debate has heightened in the wake of the current measles outbreak.
And apply it to child labor laws. Hey, we employ 9-year-olds. We don't need child labor protections because people know it's bad to force or to employ a 9-year-old to hard labor, to working in a kitchen. So they put up a sign and people just won't go. It makes perfect sense. And let's take it a step further. This is not even fiscally conservative because you would still have a regulatory agency which needs to make sure that the agencies are, or that the restaurants are, number one, still compliant with the policies they haven't opted out of, and number two, that they're properly signing or disclosing the policies that they have opted out of. So it wouldn't even save us anything with regard to regulation. In fact, it would just make things even more complicated.
Is down, and for an appreciative audience, the show is over. Spotlights yield to house lights. After a show, there's a special buzz of conversation under the marquee. Theatergoers speak glowingly of what they saw on the stage, completely unaware of what must go on offstage to make the performance possible.
Carolina,
one of the proteges, apparently, of not McCrory. He's the governor. Who's the billionaire who basically runs North Carolina? Art Pope. That's right. Art Pope. Basically bought that state. And Tom and McCrory put him in charge. Of a chunk of the government, actually. So Tom Tillis comes out and says, the United States is one of the most regulated nations in the history of the planet.
Right.
Excuse me, I'm sneezing here. He says, I've had a discussion with someone, and we were at a Starbucks in my district, and we were talking about certain regulations where I felt like maybe you should allow businesses to opt out. And the opt-out part he was talking about was requiring employees to wash their hands after using the restroom. Right. And the solution is disclosure, right? This is what the Supreme Court said with Citizens United. In the Citizens United case, it says, yeah, what we're doing here might open the door to billionaires buying politicians and corrupting our political process. The solution is for Congress to pass a law that says that when billionaires make their donations, they have to be immediately disclosed. In other words, the solution is transparency. Republicans, of course, have fought every legislative attempt to ensure that transparency put forward by Democrats. And basically, Tom Tillis is making this transparency argument. Right, here he is. Listen to this.
Don't you believe that this regulation that requires this gentleman to wash his hands before he serves your food is important? Should be.
He's missing is that by requiring them to post the sign, you just regulated them. Right? Oh, yeah, we're going to deregulate them. They don't longer have to have a sign in the bathroom that says employees must wash their hands. Now they have to have a sign in the front of the restaurant that says our employees might not wash their hands. They're both government regulations. This is insane.
Waste-filled, big lagoon of animosity and sense. Luckily, there's some new blood in town, with convictions as yet unspoiled by Washington, say freshman Senator Tom Tillis. His message to North Carolina voters has always been clear.
Tillis is a free market conservative.
A conservative businessman who cut red tape to create good paying jobs.
We need to reduce regulations. The overreach is destroying our opportunities. Government needs to get out of the way.
It's getting to the point where a man can't even open a car wash, a cafe, or a big leaf-covered pit with spikes at the bottom of it, or a tattooed baby parlor. Damn you, government! Of course, a lot of politicians spout this free market ideology when it serves their purpose. That's a little harder to do in practice.
I was having this discussion with someone, and we were at a Starbucks in my district. And
but you know what? You said free market. You're a free market guy. You want government out of the way. Senator Tillis is not going to be easy to flout this bedrock principle of modern sanitation regulation, but as a free marketeer, go ahead, I dare you.
I said, I don't have any problem with Starbucks if they choose to opt out of this policy.
Boom, this guy walks the walk! Ladies and gentlemen, the title of Mr. Ayn Rand 2015 goes to Tom Tillis. I'd high-five him, but I don't want to die like a character in the game Oregon Trail. You don't want the guy to have to wash his hands after using the bathroom? Maybe you don't recognize the need for basic hygiene standards because you're used to the relatively not vomit-soaked Starbucks commodes. But you go anywhere else, you'll see that our food service industry is barely hanging on by a thread.
I watched you pick up raw chicken all night in your hand and then touch cooked food. I'm pouring cockroaches out of glasses. You don't serve bugs to your customers. Get a rag and pick this thing up. Look at this!
Oh, my God.
A horse took a crap in the middle of this bar tonight and they didn't even clean it up. Shut this place down.
I give you the flowers, the birds and the bees.
That's what your local bar looks like when they try to follow the rules. Not if Tillis thinks making employees wash hands is too onerous by the government, I can't fault him for sticking to his unregulated guns.
As long as they post a sign that says, we don't require our employees to wash their hands after leaving the restroom, the market will take care of that.
You do realize that that's a regulation too, right? All you did was change this.
And do you, I mean, which, by the way, takes us to the issue of paid sick leave. I mean, do you really want a guy who's you know, sick and sneezing bringing your food out of the kitchen or making your food in the kitchen? Well, that's what you get in Republican world. Maybe we should just slightly regulate them, make them put a sign out in front. Or maybe the marketplace, the magical marketplace, the confidence fairy. Maybe the marketplace will simply cause them to start putting up signs saying, we don't offer paid sick leave to our employees. They may sneeze on your food.
The regulation would be put a sign if you have your employees not washing their hands. You have to put a sign saying that they're not washing their hands. So you're in favor of regulation because that is regulation. You just want a dumber regulation.
Truly free market utopian world, the restaurant wouldn't have to tell you if employees' hands are washed or not. And by the time the market figured out just which establishment's venti pumpkin spice came with the tortuccino, that's copyrighted. It really wouldn't matter because we'd be far more concerned with the free market price spike in cholera medicine. You know, this all reminds me of a kind of a wonderful bedtime story that my bubby used to tell me, my grandmother. She used to say, there was a woman, Jonathan, who had typhoid. Her name was Mary. She was a cook, and because she had typhoid and didn't wash her hands, she killed everyone. Good night, sweetie. So listen, Senator Dunghands von Fecalfingers. You think we could do a better job of enforcing regulations or streamlining regulations or creating regulations that make sense and aren't onerous? I couldn't agree more. But employees must de-poop before serving food to the public, and most of the rules like that didn't come up because government's onerous or in the pocket of big soft soap. So don't pretend like we don't need any of them. Because trust me, if this lady is making your morning roast, you'll want her to wash your hands.
You think? Just nuts.
You don't want the smart one which says, come on, dipshit, wash your fucking hands. Stop making people sick. What are you doing? What are you, crazy? You don't want that one. You want a regulation that's just not as direct and incredibly more inefficient. We'll be right back.
we're in a fact-free zone here on some issues, and when it comes to climate change, people kind of make it up as they go along. In passing a law that prohibits you from getting information that you need in order to make decisions is pretty upside down and bizarre, but that's the world we're in.
Here to gloat.
Oh no.
We're just here to say, didn't that feel good to finally purge yourself of something that wasn't sitting well in your gut? It's like when you're sick and you make yourself throw up, you feel better afterwards. I only have one question for Republicans. What took you so long? The rest of us have been watching this dog eat grass for 7 years. But now that you know that you can do this, what about writing a column called You Betcha I Was Wrong About Climate Change?
From the New York Times, which credits global warming as the cause. Meanwhile, Marco Rubio is probably running for president.
He's obvious.
Over periods of time, long periods of time, that the climate changes. Okay? I'm not sure anybody exactly knows why.
Political cowardice at its worst and most dangerous. But if there's anything good to come out of their waffling, it's that it's become increasingly cringe-inducing just to watch. Marco Rubio hedged and equivocated this weekend out of fear and weakness because the Republican Party is losing the debate on climate change, and increasingly, they seem to know it.
Restaurant bathrooms are an unnecessary sign of the time.
Now, Senator Tom Tillis says the signs requiring employees to wash their hands are a product of overregulation. News 13's John Lee is streaming live from South Asheville.
And John, the senator's comments have sparked conversation across the country.
That's right. Here at Pomodoro's Greek and Italian South, they actually believe in really following that letter of the law. In fact, they go well beyond that. Not only do employees wash up there, they're required to come out here to this sink in the kitchen area, as you can see, lather up one more time, folks. And that sign that you see up here, well, the senator believes that's a sign of a bigger problem.
We want to make sure we have a clean dining room, a clean environment.
The front of the house is just part of the restaurant experience. At Pomodoro's Cafe South, deep cleaning is a constant process.
They should be washing their hands in here.
Owner Tommy Siros has imposed a double hand-washing policy. Once here.
For, you know, a good 20 seconds under hot water. For 20 seconds.
The second wash here, requiring workers to lather up again in the kitchen area before heading back to work.
Well, I feel like we have a responsibility. I mean, the signs are great, and that's, but it's common sense.
GOP Senator Tom Tillis says this sign, by the order of the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources, are part of a national problem, claiming it's a symptom of overregulation.
I said, I don't have any problem with Starbucks if they choose to opt out of this policy.
Are you stupid? Satanic rituals, it seems like a fun exercise. Save your Confederate dollars, the South will rise again. I've got an uncontrollable urge to watch pornography. Let's have a party, let's get drunk. I've got an uncontrollable urge to smoke dope. We want that man that we can have sex with him. I was cheating on my husband. Well, why not blow up something? It's kind of a hoot. ISIS! Let's tear stuff down. You gotta be careful. I mean, the towels can have AIDS. I ate pork chops. Oh, big deal. How come Mars is getting hotter? They don't have any SUVs in Mars.
Before the show, there's an altogether different buzz. This is the busy, active sound of the stagehands who toil in the land behind the scenes. Americans at work, setting the stage for countless evenings of entertainment in the theater.
Syria now, Iran, all these places you want to send heroic snipers. Turns out they don't like it. They're just not that into being sniped. And what about the great granddaddy of zombie lies, trickle-down economics? Can't we throw that one under the bus, too? It's never worked, and it never will work for a good reason. Because it's like having three dogs and giving a wiener to one of them and thinking, he'll share it with the others.
It's like Harry Potter for people who thought Harry Potter had too much science in it.
She used to say, there was a woman, Jonathan, who had typhoid. Her name was Mary. She was a cook. And because she had typhoid and didn't wash her hands, she killed everyone. Are you stupid? Listen, Senator Dunghands von Fecalfingers. You think we could do a better job of enforcing regulations or streamlining regulations or creating regulations that make sense and aren't onerous? I couldn't agree more. But employees must de-poop before serving food to the public, and most of the rules like that didn't come up because government's onerous or in the pocket of big soft soap.
God, these guys, they're such ideologues that they can't see straight.
With skills bordering on magic, they build the world the actor must have for his performance.
The rest of us have been watching this dog eat grass for 7 years.
Hotter, they... How come Mars is getting hotter? They... Don't have any SUVs in Mars. Are you stupid?
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Satanic rituals. It seems like a fun exercise. Save your Confederate dollars. The South will rise again. I've got an uncontrollable urge to watch pornography. Let's have a party. Let's get drunk. I've got an uncontrollable urge to smoke dope. We want that man that we can have sex with him. I was cheating on my husband. Well, why not blow up something? It's kind of a hoot. ISIS! Let's tear stuff down. You gotta be careful. I mean, the towels could have AIDS. I ate pork chops. Oh, big deal. How come Mars is getting hotter? They don't have any SUVs in Mars. Are you stupid?
Of course,
Not all Republicans are as bold as Inhofe in the face of overwhelming so-called evidence and actually called evidence. They deployed a brilliant tactic during this last campaign. Case in point, newly elected Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush, nephew of George W. Bush, grandson of George H.W. Bush, and future father of George underscore Bush. Listen to George P. or P. Biddy spit some not knowledge.
How big a threat is climate change to the Texas coastline?
The Texas coastline is impacted by rising sea levels.
100%. How impressed am I? Somewhere between 0 and 100%.
BTSradio.net.
Whether it is vaccinations or climate change or evolution, do you think that criticism is fair?
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, this is Dr. Furious, Furious G, and we are rocking out here with, right there, some Daedalus and Paul White and other goodness. Plus, we've been spotlighting how crazy the Republican right-wingers are when it comes to science and the future and the present, as well as playing some fun music. And I will spin you away with this one last song from the Young Fathers, Get Up. Probably the best, the most crazy song we've been playing most consistently. And if you want to learn more about the old school Furious George shows, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can learn more about what's going on there. Or support the radio. Go to wcomfm.org. You can learn more about Furious G and other incredible, cool DJs all over our little programming schedule here. We've got them all the time. We got so many cool new live DJs and old school DJs like yours truly, Furiously. So keep listening, doing what you're doing. We appreciate it here at Micropower Radio. Rocking out in downtown Carrboro. People walking by, dancing. It's pretty fun stuff. And we get to make fun of stupid Republicans and stupid Democrats too. But they just seem to be the ones that make the most mess of science and anyway, speaking of making a mess, tell Tom Tillis to wash his hands, Mr. Von Fecal Fingers. I'm Dr. Furious. Do it every Thursday. Keep listening. We'll keep rocking. Micropower, community-based, volunteer, revolutionary radio. I'm Furious. We'll be right back.
is the body in the basement. Double on the bunk bed, you better watch the babies. Careful with your manners. Only drinking water on the Coca-Cola banner. Well-built family, subject to the battery. The battery. Mental men are manic in their manacles. I meant to make a metaphor for radicals. Taking off my clothes at the Lido. All I got is my decadent credo.
Get up! Get up!